G'day, welcome to the Simple Cooking Channel. Today I'm going to be cooking my recipe of scrambled eggs. So what you're going to need is 4 eggs, 50 grams of cheese, grated, a pinch of salt, and about roughly 20 grams of garlic, and half a cup of milk. I use light milk, you can use full cream if that's what you use. So those are the ingredients for my scrambled eggs recipe. Now let's get started making it. First thing you want to do is you want to turn the gas, or if you've got an electric stove, onto high. Now most people get their eggs and they put them in a mixing bowl and with milk and stuff and they mix it all together. I don't do it that way. I just do it this way. Just straight in. Straight in like that. And then turn it down to low. Add the milk. Not too much. Add the garlic. And now add the cheese. So I add all the ingredients at once, therefore everything will cook and blend at the same time. So there we go, just a little bit left, just a little bit of salt, just a pinch. And there we have our scrambled eggs. We just chop it all together, mix it like this. Yeah, with a little bit of cheese, a little bit of garlic. Just give it just a little bit of a kick, rather than, often people will just get scrambled eggs, mix it together with some milk, put it in and that's it. Just an extra 2 or 3 little bits of ingredients can go a long way. As you can see, it's already starting to thicken. But as you can see, when you look at it, it's very even, it's very smooth. It's going to come out with a really nice texture to it. And keep it on high and constantly mix it in with this. Constantly mix it. Don't leave it. A mistake that a lot of people make when they're cooking, whether it's eggs or just regular meals, is they go away and leave it. Come back, forget, and it's developed a crust. It's burned from the underside. Or the trick that I've learned is keep it moving constantly, constantly moving. Now this is where we just leave it for a second. Leave it for about 30 seconds. Okay, mix again. So basically what you want is the excess milk here. Better to have a bit too much than not enough. Is there'll be some excess milk if you put a little bit too much in, which is what I like to do, and then you let that evaporate slowly. That way it slowly cooks the eggs. So rather than rushing in, and often people make eggs, don't have many ingredients in them, and you hear people saying, you know, my eggs, that, you know, they're always dry or they're flavorless. Well, do it this way. Just spend an extra few minutes. They certainly won't be dry and they will not be flavorless. So these are pretty much ready now. There's still a little bit of milk, of the excess milk, but that's almost gone. You don't want to cook it until all of that's gone, because then what's happening is it's no longer evaporating. It's starting to suck the moisture out of the eggs. And there you go. Simple, different egg recipe. Scrambled eggs a different way. And all that was 4 eggs, and that's enough. If you're having toast, that's easily enough for 2 or 3 people. If you're having eggs just by yourself, like I'm going to, this is probably more than enough for me. Very simple, very tasty. Bursting with flavor, absolutely bursting with flavor. So join me next time for my next meal.